Jerusalem, the place that God desired to make manifest his presence through his name. From Jerusalem, he would bless the entire world through his son, Jesus. And so, Jesus' disciples come upon a situation of cultural and ethnic divide between the Samaritans and the people of Jerusalem. They will not welcome Jesus there because he's going to Jerusalem, and James and John want to call down fire from heaven to destroy them. My brothers and sisters, God doesn't have an ego in this. What God offers to us, what he was offering to those Samaritans, was life. They were already dead. I don't mean to be so blunt or like I'm judging them and such, but they were already dead. There are a lot of dead people in the world, my brothers and sisters. The invitation of the gospel message of coming into communion with Jesus is an invitation for life. It's not like they're alive and it's like Jesus is like, choose me, submit to my rule, or you will perish and die. I'm going to take the life from you. That they're already dead. Jesus came so that they might have life. The rejection of Jesus is it's a rejection of life. I'm trying to think of like what the conversation would have been like after the fact between Jesus, James, and John. You know, like in that immediate moment, I'm sure Jesus just looked at him as like, enough, come on, let's go. But afterwards, like, boys, do you understand what we're offering to people here? It's not for their submission. It's for their life. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. He didn't need to condemn the world. The world is already condemned. He came so the world might have life through him. This is why it's good news, my brothers and sisters. Draw us back from death into life. It's an important message to hear, don't you think? So we understand the gift of life that we're living in. That through Jesus we have the ability for the forgiveness of our sins as we work through our conversion and transformation in him into the new freedom of living in the fullness of that new life. That the whole world doesn't fall into brokenness and despair because of our sin. But that through our relationship with Jesus, we can be reconciled again and again. What wonderful news. Sometimes those who are alive act as if they are dead. It's not for us. What an incredible gift we are given. Reconciliation with the Father. The forgiveness of all of our sins. To become a temple, a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. Be fed not from manna, from the very bread of life itself. To receive his word, to know his heart, to be in relationship with a living God who will never die again. to have the promise of eternal life so that we can spend our life giving ourselves away in love for others, for love of God. What an incredibly good life we possess in Jesus because of what he has done for us. Often we forget it, and we become burdened by the things of this world. Remember anew, my brothers and sisters, remember anew the great gift of life that is offered to you. And try and as best you can that expression of life and joy and redemption might be a part of everything that you are. Amen.